Lesson 7, Coach Drill. Please look at the last few pages of your manual for the transcript of the passage called An Important Message for Dialect Actors. I have used the simple markings that I introduced earlier in the manual to note the pronunciation changes. I will first read the passage slowly, especially emphasizing all of the words which change pronunciation. So please follow along with me in the manual. Most actors forget the rest of their craft when attempting dialect roles. Their purpose becomes putting on the English accent rather than creating moment-to-moment actions and reactions of a real person who has always spoken with the English muscle impulses, intonations, and word pronunciations. I find it necessary to remind even the finest actors to remember the other fundamentals, to discover the same actions, beats, units, whatever terminology you've used for it or for it, and simply play those moments through the new speech reflexes. It's perfectly satisfactory to return whenever necessary to an American or American accent to help you discover those moments. Then you should rediscover the same or similar moments with the new physical traits of English speech. Okay, it's your turn. Turn off the tape. Read the passage very slowly from the manual, making sure to use the new pronunciations. And don't forget to let them grow out of the tone placement and pitch glides. All right, turn off the tape. Welcome back. I will now speak the passage as if I was simply doing it as a regular part of my remarks to you. You know, most actors forget the rest of their craft when attempting dialect roles. Their purpose becomes putting on the English accent rather than creating moment-to-moment actions and reactions of a real person who has always spoken with English muscle impulses, intonations, and word pronunciations. I find it necessary to remind even the finest actors to remember the other fundamentals, to discover the same actions, beats, units, whatever terminology you've used for it, and simply play those moments through the new speech reflexes. It's perfectly satisfactory to return whenever necessary to an American accent to help you discover those moments. Then you should rediscover the same or similar moments with the new physical traits of English speech. Now, turn off the tape again and work on the passage following the very advice contained in it. Okay, I hope you'll also follow the same advice in preparing any role requiring the standard English accent. Now we're going to do one more passage. It's a short song lyric from Gilbert and Sullivan's opera Patience. I shan't bother this time going word by word through it. You check the markings in the manual as I read. When I first put this uniform on, I said as I looked in the glass, it's one to a million that any civilian my figure and form will surpass. Gold lace has a charm for the fair, and I've plenty of that and to spare. While a lover's professions, when uttered in Hessians, are eloquent everywhere, a fact that I counted upon when I first put this uniform on. Now let's explore a couple of broader variations on this standard British pattern. The first is the very stereotypic style of nobility or aristocratic speech. It's also a pattern used for the foppish characters in Restoration plays. It makes use of a heavier nasality. It pushes the lips and tongue even more than usual, and it really, really emphasizes the upward and downward glides. Listen. When I first put this uniform on, I said as I looked in the glass, it's one to a million that any civilian my figure and form will surpass. Gold lace has a charm for the fair, and I've plenty of that and to spare. while a lover's professions, when uttered in Hessians, are eloquent everywhere, a fact that I counted upon when I first put this uniform on. And another sort of stereotypic British sound you'll sometimes hear is the one Robert Morley frequently plays, the one often associated with military stereotypes. It's the character sort of puffs out his cheeks, you know, and lets his lips flop about a bit and says, "When I first put this uniform on, I said as I looked in the glass, it's one to a million that any civilian my figure and form will surpass. Gold lace has a charm for the fair, and I've plenty of that, and to spare. While a lover's professions, when uttered in Hessians, are eloquent everywhere. A fact that I counted upon when I first put this uniform on." Be very careful of these stereotypes. Use them sparingly, and by all means, if you use them, follow the advice in the first drill passage and create characters who really talk this way because they have something to say. Now review everything on this tape as often as you'd like, then go out and have at it with your English accent.